Hi, good morning and welcome. This is Michelle Gonsman. I'm owner and founder of Gonsman Group Legal Nurse Consulting. I just want to take the time and say Happy New Year, Happy 2016 to everyone. Thank you for tuning in to our Hump Day Infocast. This is actually the introduction to a series on the electronic medical record and the audit trails, and this will be a multiple part series. So this is sort of the introduction where we talk about some issues initially with the electronic medical record. And I'll move right into it, so I won't take up too much of your time today. And speaking of moving into the medical record, we're moving from paper records to electronic medical records. And I'm sure as many of you know, we're dealing with hybrid charts right now. Years ago, and I would even say the start of my legal nursing practice, most of it was paper. And when I say paper record, I mean handwritten record, not a lot of electronic stuff. Most of the electronic stuff maybe would have been lab reports that printed out, et cetera, or electronic medical record, or excuse me, electronic medication sheets, but not a lot of computerized nurses and physician notes. Now, due to federal law, actually, we are moving into the electronic medical record completely, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, but we're finding what we call hybrid charts. And so we're all on the same page with stuff. When I say the electronic medical record in the legal arena, what I'm talking about is either the printed representation of what's on a computer, or we get it on a disk or a thumb drive or in some electronic format, okay? I'm not speaking about the actual computers and the actual software in the hospital or the nursing home or the software for home care, et cetera, et cetera. I'm speaking about what we get when we ask for the medical record. It might be printed, it might be on disk, but it certainly is not what it looks like on the computer screen. It is a representation of the data that is in the actual computer program itself. And also, while we're talking about getting the medical record, I just want to touch very briefly on a couple ideas. The ideas are designated record set and legal medical record. These are health information management terms, and we need to make friends with the health information management people, HIM. They used to be called the medical record people. They are the guardians of the medical record. And they have different record sets for things. So a legal medical record is really what we get when we ask for a medical record. Okay. And I speak to defense and plaintiff's attorneys on all of these topics. I don't want to speak specifically to my defense attorneys. When we get into the audit trail portion, it's so important because I think we should have all of the information sorted out and see what happened. So the legal medical record is essentially medical records like physician's notes, provider notes, things that were used in the care and treatment of the patient. Okay. A designated record set is a little broader. It's what the facility says is actually their medical record. The important take-home point on this is, number one, it usually includes billing records, which we might not always get unless we subpoena those certain records or request those certain records. And it also includes, it may or may not, include outside records. All right, now let's touch back on the billing records. Why would that be important for someone to have? And why would I ever call one of my attorneys and say, listen, I need the billing records. I need to know something. All right. If a decision was made for a diagnostic test, let's just use the example of MRI versus CAT scan, and the MRI would have been a much better diagnostic tool, but the patient only got the CAT scan, and the reason they got it was because the MRI was denied by the insurance and the diagnosis was missed on the CAT scan, that would be an important piece of information with the billing notification to get the denials of et cetera, et cetera. And that could open up a whole other can of worms. But it's important to know that sometimes billing issues or insurance issues do affect treatment. For instance, we used to get lab reports with culture insensitivities. And I'm not saying be frugal. If a less expensive antibiotic will work, why not use it? Okay, rather than these, high cost antibiotics. But a lot of times the culture reports for your analysis or any type of culture would print out with the cost per dose of the antibiotic. And again, there's nothing wrong with choosing the cheaper antibiotic as long as it's going to work just like the more expensive antibiotic. But billing issues, like I said, can have a play on medical decision making. Outside records, we should call them. It's important to know if they're included in the medical record. If the facility says, yes, this is part of our medical record. Some facilities say, no, outside records are not part of our medical record. They're part of the other facility's medical record. However, let's use the example of a patient from a nursing home. A patient comes to the emergency room from a nursing home and the doctor looks at the medication sheets and reads the nursing home doctor's history and physical and makes care decisions on that information or just uses that information. Those medical records have now become part of the actual hospital's medical records because the physicians use those in the care and treatment of the patient, and we need to see those. Also, it's interesting sometimes to compare and contrast the records the nursing home sends to the hospital versus the ones I'm reviewing from the nursing home, for instance, medication sheets, as happened in one case. There was differences. So it's very important to get these records. And like I said, you just have to understand the difference of them. I want to touch briefly on the difference between paper and electronic records, and then we'll talk a little bit about electronic information and a little bit about how people chart in a medical record today. Paper records are illegible. Yes, we know. My handwriting is atrocious. I do try when I'm actually practicing. I've been a nurse for 23 years, and I still practice once in a while in our level 2 trauma stroke center. And I do, if I ever have to sign my name, I do try to make it a little bit more legible now that I understand how important that is. Electronic records are more legible. You can read signatures. You can figure out the nurse's names sometimes. Don't think this is 100% given, because when we get further down in this series, we're going to talk about things where there are programs where nurses are allowed to have the same initials. Okay, same initials for two different people. We're going to talk about Meditech, which when it prints on paper or it's on the disc, it's extremely grainy and tiny, and it gives me a migraine to read it sometimes. So legible is a relative term at times, but for the most part, I would say electronic records are more legible, right? Paper records, fairly easy to question some tampering or if people did some notes, late entry notes, like when the nurse writes a whole page of notes for the day and slips them in their medical record in between dates that don't make any sense. You have different handwriting for the same page. You guys need a handwriting expert. I think this has been tampered with. The feel, and this is going to become very important when we talk about the live electronic medical record review. That's going to be a whole segment on itself. But I remember saying, I need to feel the paper. I need to see the original records. And we have a right to do that. You want to review the original record, okay? That's very important, okay, because you can feel the paper. Now, with the electronic record, well, you really don't know. You can't, it's not handwriting or everybody, the font, you know, nobody really changes the font. Nobody makes it like pretty scroll font or whatever. You know, it's the font that comes with the electronic medical record software. So just as a handwriting expert would be to a paper record, an audit trail is to an electronic record. It's the handwriting expert of the electronic medical record. And the audit trail, again, that's probably going to be broken up into two or three segments. We're going to delve into that, but I'll be touching on these topics. Paper records, things got misplaced. How many times, well, we don't have that lab report. We don't know where that X-ray report went. I don't know. I don't know where the doctor's notes went. They're gone. Even as a practitioner, I would be looking for the patient's chart and I couldn't find it because the doctor had it off the floor doing something with it or documenting or whatever. Or doctors would just take blank notes and go to their little cubbyhole and come back and slip them in the chart. Now, at least if you need the patient's chart, you usually, if you can get to a computer terminal, it's there and nothing is truly ever deleted. All right. I have seen things deleted in a medical record, but usually we can find them. That might take a forensic computer expert, but nothing truly is ever deleted. And don't we tell our children this? Don't put things out in cyberspace. Don't take pictures of things that you wouldn't want everybody in the world to see. So nothing ever goes away. You know that that picture that you really didn't want, you know, from that party that you were at in college is going to crop up somewhere in life at some point. So nothing really goes away in the electronic realm. Now, paper records, there was a certain order and certain components. And this is truly, truly, truly what I miss the most about paper records was the order and the logic to it. You would have physician's orders. Then you would have physician's notes. Now, I would get records, paper records, and trust me, I think sometimes somebody took them and threw them down the steps and picked them back up, but they could be organized into physician's notes, physician's orders, nurse's notes, consults, lab work, radiology reports, ancillary services such as social services and the therapies and things like that. A logical reasonable order, all right? And then you can take the physician's notes and put them in chronological order, all right? Very, very easy to organize and understand. Unfortunately, with the electronic record, and I know this, I've had attorneys and paralegals call me and just, they said, I want to pull my hair out. I have 300 pages of nursing notes for one day, and I don't understand this, and why are there all these notes, and it's okay. A 10,000 page case from an electronic medical record is fine. Most of it's probably, I call it dribble, just repetitive data. Sometimes you'll have hundreds of pages of something with no data just because it prints out that way. If any of you had a case from the Epic software program, when it prints, you're going to get a very voluminous case. I do joke when I have attorneys calling and saying, hey, oh my gosh, I have like 15,000 pages for you. I say, it's Epic, isn't it? And they shake their, well, if I can't hear them on the phone, they're probably shaking their head and go, yes. So there are things out there that, it's very cumbersome. And remember, this is the printed record, or what we get on disk, is a representation of the data on the actual computer. Okay, it's the representation of the software. So this I call it combined organization. This is sort of my term to encompass all the difficulties in organizing the electronic medical record. Some software programs print, and I think it might be Meditech. If I'm wrong, I will correct myself later. It'll print out. It'll spew out first the discharge summary, and then it runs right on into the history and physical. Then that runs into all the consults, and then the consults stop, but on the same page starts the lab work. So how are you supposed to separate those? I would never put the lab work right in with all of the medical consults that were done. And then a lot of times when you get, let's say the physician's notes or the nurse's notes, they're reverse chronological order. I like to review a case from beginning to end. Unfortunately, in the electronic medical record, things are printing out from the end to the beginning. So it's a different way of reviewing it. It's a different way of organizing it. My basic thing is to tab everything well, paginate it, have an index, know what sections are where, especially if I'm referencing a page. At least we're all on the same page. It might not be in the most ideal order, but